It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is District 24 State Senator Larry Robinson. Larry, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here today, Steve.
Well, as people know, Larry was unseated from the District 24 Senate seat by Mike Wabama during the election. And Larry, we wanted to take this time to, boy, 32 years has gone by, and you've been our state senator for 32 years. We'll talk a little bit about your accomplishments, but you probably want to thank a number of people too, Larry, for
those 32
years. Well, I
really do. It's been a tremendous honor, Steve, to serve this district. This is a great district, lots of great people. There's so many people I want to thank over the years. It's been a great run. First and foremost, I really need to recognize my wife, who has been there every step of the way. I couldn't ask for more support. She's been absolutely phenomenal. And our boys, Travis and Jamie. Travis is no longer with us. We lost him in a tree accident a little over 2 years ago. But they were there, and they spent a lot of time on the road with me, spent time in the state capitol, sitting in the Senate when we're on break, that type of thing. But so many friends and supporters at the university. I would be negligent if I didn't mention the support I've had from multiple presidents, going back to Dr. House and Alan Chaffee and Steve Shirley and Tisa Mason and now Al LaFay, have all been there, as have been so many others, Kim Hesch and Lori Morehouse and now Corey Anderson in the foundation office. The foundation board, I could go on and on and on. It's been a great run. We've had a lot of success. I feel good about it. It's over. And I certainly wish the new delegation here from District 24 the very best as they begin their tenure in the legislature. Certainly Dwight Kiefert is going back, and he's been there. But Mike Wobina and Cole Christensen, wish them the best as they begin their legislative careers in Bismarck.
It's amazing the commitment that I used to cover the legislative session when I worked in Bismarck, and I saw the commitment of not only you but many others, both sides of the aisle, who put in hours and hours and hours into the job of being a legislator. And I know that you would call during the session, like you didn't need to do it, but you called us like at least once a week, you know, at 6:30 a.m. and gave us updates on what was going on at the session. Larry, talk a little bit about the hours and the dedication of you and so many others that you really have to put in for this job.
Well, it's really hard to explain, but it's one of those things, if you're going to have an impact, you need to jump in and jump in all the way. And it's not just the 4 months during the legislative session, but it's year-round to be heavily involved in the community and the district, to know the territory, get to know the people, and the folks get to know you. The meetings you run to, the events you attend, and activities you attend, because you need to understand what's going on in your district. And our district now includes northern Ransom County, southwest Cass, and all of Barnes. During the session, long, long days, and typically I try to get to the Capitol, one of the first couple of us that get there, 6:15 in the morning, and we go way into the afternoon and often into the evening. Typically, you come home Friday and run into the office and take care of some important things that have piled up on your desk. Spend a little time with the family Friday evening, Saturday, a legislative forum. You come back from the forum and back into the office, Sunday, church, breakfast, and then head back to Bismarck. And Senator Lee from Castleton, who has not run this time around, and I and his... Gary, Senator Lee, and his wife Joan would be there 1:15 Sunday afternoon and work until about 6:00, 7:00, and then you repeat that the next week. But it takes, you got to roll up your sleeve and get in all the way, or you're going to miss out on so many things. Senator Holmberg, the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee out of Grand Forks, good friend of mine, tremendously supportive of this district. We had a great working relationship. Used to say, and I think he hit the nail on the head, you're either at the table or you're on the menu. And as a result of just really rolling up your sleeves and then having been there for so many years, you know, you build up seniority, you get some priority in terms of committee selection, and I was fortunate to be on on several key committees that were important for District 24. And that's a result of building good relationships and getting along with both sides of the aisle and supporting their causes as well. Some folks think that we go out there and fight only for our district and we're going to come home with loads and loads and loads of success stories. And that's not the way it works. We got to work together, and to the extent we do that, you'll realize success. 3 or 4 years ago, I know I stepped to the plate and supported Senator Wardner from Dickinson. Dickinson State was going through some awful tough times, and I took some heat for that. And lo and behold, some folks didn't realize that just a couple years before that, the Dickinson delegation and Senator Wardner were there to help Valley City State during the flood times. And then last session, Senator Wardner was the prime sponsor of the capital improvement bill, and we ended up with a $32 million music building here at Valley City State. And Senator Wardner had asked me to sign on to that building package, and I did. We also funded an ag research building at North Dakota State University. The Prairie Dog Bill for infrastructure, that was Wardner's bill. I was a co-sponsor. And you just need to build relationships and not burn bridges. And I tried hard to do that. I always thought my seat in the Senate wasn't mine. It belonged to District 24. And I would go to every extreme to realize that District 24, a lot of great people. I jokingly said, you know, Democrats, independents, and even some Norwegians. And the bottom line, that's true. You represent all people. You might run as a party, a Republican or Democrat, but keep in mind, once you're elected, you need to represent the entire district. And I tried hard to do that.
And you were able to take the tough questions during the legislative forums, and these legislative forums that you and others had conducted. And where some, I guess, are reluctant to, but you were not. And that's really the public's chance to probably ask questions of your local legislator, these legislative forums.
Well, I always thought they're important. You don't run for the legislature to take the easy route. We meet every other year, but there are important decisions that are made. And this session's going to be very challenging because of a very tight state budget. You know, what are we going to do on flood protection? What's going to happen to property taxes? What about the support for K-12 education? You know, I felt good over the years. We worked our tail off to get funding for K-12 education above that 70% level. We're over $10,000 per pupil payments per year. Mm-hmm. The battle we had to get the North Dakota Veterans Home built was intense, and folks thought that was pretty automatic. It was not. You know, we've done some building at Valley City State, the most recent. I just mentioned the music building. But we've done a lot with extension and research, commerce. We worked hard to, not a lot of money, but an important cause, to fund service dogs for post-traumatic stress veterans. And I was so pleased when we got that bill through to help these veterans that have done so much for us that it's time for us to step to the plate for them. And then roads and bridges, you know, the nursing home, the open door program, rural health care, our hospital here, senior citizens. I was involved in providing some important funding for the students at the North Dakota School for the Deaf in Devil's Lake. That's not in our district, but we have folks who have children there that live not far from Valley City. And that's a special place, and they do wonderful work. And we got behind it, and we got the funding for them. Infrastructure is big time, and it's going to be big for the whole state, certainly here in Barnes County this next session, how we fund that, addressing water, drainage issues. We still have a long ways to go in permanent flood protection here in Valley City and in Lisbon, and we need to work at that. It's not going to happen overnight, but we'll get there. It takes persistence, and it takes working together, building a coalition. Joining hands, and I always say not pointing fingers.
Yeah,
that's so important in the legislative process.
Well, the final question I have for you is, what are you and Mary Lee planning to do? You and your wife, Mary Lee, what do you plan to do now? You've got a little time, right? So,
well, we visited a little bit this morning. We haven't had a vacation for years. We spend a lot of time with our grandkids. We got three wonderful grandkids. Our son, Jamie, and his wife, Mandy, have a 17-year-old, 11-year-old and 6-year-old, And, you know, we want to spend a whole lot more time with them. That's something that you give up when you're heavily involved in politics. And I look back and I wish I could have spent a lot more time with our boys. Our son Travis had begged me for years to step down so we could spend time in the outdoors, hunting and fishing. And, of course, he's gone, and those years are gone forever. But I intend to – I'm still employed at Valley City State. I intend to be involved in the community. We need to all work together to continue to make things a little bit better tomorrow than they perhaps are today. But I do want to spend more time with family, and having served in the legislature, I feel a little bit guilty of not doing much of that, not being the father, the husband, and the grandfather that I should have been and I want to be. Mary Lee has carried a big load all these years. I know early on we had two boys in daycare, one south the highway, one north the highway. She would get up, start the car, clear the snow, get herself ready, get the boys ready, provide breakfast, and take them to daycare and still get the Buffalo, where she taught for 36 years, by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And often I was told by the superintendent she was the first one to arrive. So God bless her.
Wow.
But this community has been wonderful. I always looked at it as an opportunity to give something back. We all need to do that. The democracy that we have is no better than the extent of engagement the citizens demonstrate in that democracy. We all have a responsibility. We can stand on the sidelines and point fingers and criticize what's going on. We all have a role and responsibility to be involved, attend meetings, school boards, the park and recreation board, counties and cities, and get out and vote, and care about your community. And if we do that, we will make things better tomorrow than they were today.
Thank you very much, Larry. And we want to congratulate you and thank you for your 32 years of service.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor. And I look back with a lot of fond memories and met a lot of good people. And I've got a lot of friends in Bismarck. I'm going to miss the Senate and miss a lot of friends. But 32 years is a long time. About half of my life has been in the North Dakota Senate.
Wow. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, District 24 State Senator Larry Robinson. He'll be stepping down in December. Our guest here on Our Voice of the Valley.